أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. ربي وبك أستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the loving, the merciful. It is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us to sit down and discuss the revelation, al-wahy al-ilahi, the words of enlightenment, the everlasting miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the last session we have reached and finished, inshallah ta'ala, number 98 of Surah Yusuf, and inshallah with today we will begin number 99 and up, inshallah ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين. Up to last session we said that now the brothers of Yusuf have noticed their mistakes. The brothers of Yusuf had gone through a tremendous amount of tragedy, and then they opened their eyes and they realized how important was their father and how important was their brother. And they went and asked forgiveness from their brother Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and also now they went to their father, asking their great father in order to ask repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make istighfar, ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And he calculated, great calculation to his words, and he said, Sawfa, qala sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. I will later on, inshallah ta'ala, ask Allah to forgive you. For He is Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. He is the one that forgives, and He is the most merciful. Now, if we could say a new chapter, the end of this beautiful story. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ آوَىٰ إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ. Once they entered to whatever it was, the tent, the room, the place of Yusuf, he of course embraced his father and mother. The emphasis here is talking about abawayh, the mother and father. Now, some of the tafsirs, they say that it was not his mother, it was his father and his aunt. Now, the way said aunt is because in the Holy Quran, it discusses the terminology that was during that era, that time. So, in all cases, he embraced his mother and his aunt, and they said that this aunt was the sister to his mother, and he said, "Idkhulu Misra insha'Allah amini," and then he said, "Now all of you, enter Egypt." Look at the beauty here. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him, he had taken off. He did not wait for his father to come to his throne, to his kingdom. No, he walked, he went outside of the city. The proof for this one is he said, enter Misr, idkhulu Misra. Now you enter in. So he was outside of Egypt as a receiving, as a respect to his parents. So he embraced his parents, his mother and his aunt, and of course it was a great moment. It was a great emotional moment for all members of the family, for the father, for the aunt, for Yusuf, of course, himself. After how many years he had seen his most beloved, his father and his aunt. After how many years Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had seen his son, his most beloved son, the one that he appreciated the most, the one that was a prophet, the one that was his legacy afterwards, or the weight of his legacy concentrates on Yusuf. And you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even is telling us the story of Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, as the most truthful, as a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas the rest, they weren't prophets. So he received them, and then he told them, enter the Egypt. When he went to Egypt, of course, what did he do? He took his parents and he put them on his throne as the respect for their parents. And the etiquette showed he went inside and then he wore his official clothes. When he wore his official clothes and when he put his parents on top of the of his throne, the Yusuf's throne, now, of course, suddenly things changed. They saw that awe, they saw that, of course, greatness of Yusuf. So they all bowed down. They all prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks to Allah. They all prostrated. Thanks to Allah. Sujood is only to Allah. We only make prostration to the highest, eternal creator of this whole universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we prostrate, it is a prostration of thanks to Allah. So here they prostrated, and the prostration was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all of these years, they got them back together. So he said, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. So he put his parents on his throne, and all of them, they bowed in prostration. So therefore Yusuf told his father, "Father, my dear beloved father, this is the meaning, this is the tafsir of my dream." In the beginning, what did Yusuf dream? وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا. In the beginning, if you remember, we have discussed when he went and he said, "Father, I had seen a dream, a strange dream. I have seen 11 planets and the moon and the sun. They are prostrating for me." So here he said the same thing. He said, "Father, my dear beloved, this is the meaning of my dream about 30 years ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it truthful. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا." SubhanAllah. How beautiful. Of course, it is something to be thankful for. All of the family now together. All of the family now suddenly they became related to the king of Egypt, to the Aziz of Egypt. All of the family now suddenly from the difficulty of the poverty of living in the place of nomads, Bedou, suddenly in the city of the greatest city on the face of the earth, the kingdom, and under their family, the relative Yusuf, now Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. So he said, Father, this is the tafsir, this is the meaning of my dream. So there, and therefore everybody had bowed in prostration. And he said, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got me out of the prison, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was good to me, was great to me. He got me out of the prison, وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ, and he got you out of your location where you have to go here, and their Bedou are nomads that they move from one place to another in order to find water, find food. Now in the city usually things are stationed, things are in one place. Now if you realize, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, the Lord was good to me. He got me out of that prison. He completely bypassed and neglected saying from the well. Why? Because his brothers were there. He did not want to mention. Maybe he will make some of them saddened for what they have done. SubhanAllah, you're talking great Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. So therefore, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was good to me. He got me out of the prison. And he brought you all the way from the land. And then we are all together. After, مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي, after that Satan puts the blame on Satan. Yes, brothers and sisters, Satan is the one that started the disobedience, not Adam. Satan, may Allah's peace and blessing, Satan, may God's curse be upon him, had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he took our grandfather, our great-grandfather Adam astray. And here Yusuf is also blaming Satan, may God's curse be upon him, for their difference, for dispute, for the problems that they had. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle for whatever He wishes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wish is just and fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us all to be going further and higher in God's kingdom. Surely, He is knowledgeable. He is wise. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. SubhanAllah. Then Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is now showing his appreciation, is now showing his thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Lord, Ya Allah, Rabbi, قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ, Lord, You have given me مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. He wants to show. Now, this kingdom is little. مِنَ الْمُلْكِ, some of it. It's not that Yusuf is not thankful. Yusuf is one of the greatest in thanks. But Now, maybe I think he is telling us, is this compared to the hereafter? Or maybe this is compared to Sulaiman, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Of course, therefore he's saying, قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. You have given me some portion of kingdom. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And also, you have taught me some of the explanation of the dreams. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You are the creator. You are the one who had opened this whole universe. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The opener, the creator of the heavens, the skies, and the earth. You are my master, O Lord. أنت ولي. And this is what we always should say. Can we focus that no one is our master but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخر. Not only in this dunya, but here and the hereafter. في الدنيا والآخرة. Then he says an amazing request. توفني مسلما. Subhanallah. Now here he's asking, I want to die as a Muslim. Now can we say that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is not a Muslim? No, he is a Muslim. Of course, we believe that all of the Muslim, all of the prophets, all of the messengers, all of the good people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Muslims. What does Islam mean? Islam, brothers and sisters, means submission. Means being in peace and tranquility with Allah's will. Submission. Lord, I submit myself. All of the prophets, all of the universe, matter of fact, they are in submission to Allah, except the ones that they have the power of choice, such as human being and the jinns, and the Satans are among the jinns. But this Muslim, this being a Muslim, is far deeper than the word Muslim, just being in submission. This Muslim, this Islam, is the spirit of Islam. In another word, Lord, I know that if someone said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهُ اللَّهُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ, becomes a Muslim. But that does not mean that a person is living in total peace, tranquility, and submission to Allah's will. I want to reach the spirit. I want to reach the soul. I want to reach the depth of Islam, where all of my thoughts, all of my actions, all of my doings, all of my deeds are exactly submissive to your will, Ya Allah. So this dua is very, this supplication, this asking of Allah is really great. What I'm asking you, Ya Allah, is when I die, I want to die being a complete submissive person to you, Ya Allah. وَأَلْحَقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And let me follow the good ones. Let me follow us. Salih means the ones that they lived with total submission to Allah's will. So let me follow them, O Lord. Of course, according to the hadiths, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was very old when he reached there. He lived 2 more years in Egypt, right next to his son, Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, Yusuf lived 120 years, and Jacob, his father, lived 140. So he saw his son for that 2 years. Up to this point, the story had ended. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now giving the words and advices to his prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, his beloved prophet, Habibullah salamullahi alayhi. And he said, and of course, we got to take lessons too. That does not mean that this Quran has been sent upon the prophet and we got nothing to do with it. No. We should think that this Quran, when the Quran speaks, you should think that the words are directed to you as well. You better listen to the advisors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this point on, he said, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. O Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, these nitty-bitty details of the story is from al-ghayb. It's something that is not written everywhere. نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. I will send it, I have sent it to you as a revelation, wahy to you. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. Now, you were not there, Ya Rasulullah. Neither am I. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us and everybody. But the revelation has been down upon our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that you were not there, وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ, that, you know, that you were not with the brothers of Yusuf, the times where they were plotting, and, planning in order to get rid of Yusuf. But yes, subhanAllah, not only they didn't, but also he had reached a very high position. Bunch of advices Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us afterwards. He's saying, وَمَا أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. SubhanAllah. وَمَا أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ. You will look at the people. There are so many, so many. Most of them, no matter what you do, no matter how much you try, in order to guide them, they will go astray. They will be persistent in remaining being bad. Yes, subhanAllah. Look around you. Everybody, look around you. Do you consider everybody is a virtuous, spiritual, nice, kind? SubhanAllah. Most of the people, they are not. They're not, astaghfirullah, could say, that good. Why? Because they persist on being unthankful, being kafir. And Ya Rasulullah, you never ask them for anything. All what you want is to guide them. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Ya Rasulullah, you're not asking them for any pay. You are going sincerely in order to guide them toward Islam, to guide them toward the straight path. Rasulullah is the guide to the people. But, Ya SubhanAllah, they do not want to listen. Can you imagine someone is coming without money, without pay? He wants to guide people, and people do not want to listen to him. Ya SubhanAllah. وَكَأَيِّن مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمْرُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. How many ayahs you are showing them, whether in the skies or on the earth, they see them. They see these miracles. They see these ayahs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they close their eyes. They close their minds. SubhanAllah. They don't want to see it. They don't want to reflect. They don't want to think about it. they do not want to take advice from these issues, from these stories, from these ayahs. Look at the beauty of this Quran, the beauty of just Surah Yusuf with 111 ayahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us many, many, many advices. But who is there to go and listen? Once again, you go between a brother with so many, you will see that a lot of animosity, a lot of greed, a lot of jealousy. Yes, subhanAllah. So what if he has a better car? So what if he has a better house? So what if he has a more beautiful wife, for instance? Astaghfirullah. You should be thankful. But a lot of people are not that way. A lot of them are not that way. Not only that, but also if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he is showing many, many miracles, many signs, many ayahs, they want to close their eyes and pass through. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ سبحان الله وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ Even though a lot of them, they become mu'mins. Although most of them, they become mu'mins. But as they become mu'min, they become mushrik. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ It's amazing, this ayah. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us? Said, yes, a lot of times we do believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are certain that there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is the utmost powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, and he is watching over every little molecule of this universe. But yet, as soon as the world will become a little bit narrow, as soon as a little bit of a tragedy, a little bit of a problem, a little bit of a sadness will hit us. And then, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and he unties that problem's knot through one of his creatures, subhanAllah, what do we say? We say, oh, if it wasn't for that guy, I was not going to be saved. If it was not for so-and-so, I was going to be killed. If it was not the help of Mr. whoever's his name, I would not have the job. Yes, subhanAllah. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got nothing to do with it. If it was not for that physician, I was not going to be cured. If it was, yes, subhanAllah. Where is Allah in this equation? Allah is the one that is running and managing this universe. So a lot of us, although we are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still, we do make a bit of shirk. Shirk means it seems like we make someone a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as I said, just as saying, if it wasn't for so-and-so, I wouldn't have had this job. You know, subhanAllah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is giving us a warning. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غِشَايَةٌ أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ What is this? Why these people are so in a state of heedlessness? Why people do not reflect? Are they assured that a torture, a disaster will not upon them, includes them, and takes them? Are they certain? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world so gentle, made the universe so kind that I can live in it. The temperature, the breathing, the drinking, the eating, and everything else. The earth is turning in such a huge speed. But do I feel it? No, I don't feel it. So, how did I have peace and tranquility in this world? Is it in my hand? How can I be sure? pay attention. Yes, Allah could send suddenly one little problem in the universe, one little shaking, and the whole earth, the whole solar system, the whole galaxy may go into pieces. Are they assured? Are they certain that suddenly a big disaster may not come to them, and they're not feeling this? Ya subhanAllah, yes. At all times, brothers, try to be with Allah. Try to be at a state of good deed all the time. You never know. We don't know when the earth ends. We don't know if suddenly one of these huge meteors may come to the earth and destroy it all. We don't know. We don't know none of these things. We don't know even on a personal level. Maybe, God forbid, a car accident, a tree stump or something falls on top of our heads. So let us take lesson. I am not sure that tonight, God forbid, if I slept, I'll wake up in the morning. Matter of fact, a lot of times I am not sure even the breath that I take may not come back. Ya subhanAllah. It could be a heartbeat away, as they say. One person's death. So therefore, say, Ya Rasulullah, say, this is my way, the way of Allah. I guide people toward Allah. The way, my way, is that I guide the people toward Allah. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is the path. The path of Allah. I call the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala basira. Subhanallah. Beautiful word here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is the way. Tell the people, this is my way. I guide people toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total heed, with total attention, with total knowledge, with total awareness. Me and whoever follows me, ala basira, ana wa man ittaba'ani, and whoever follows me, wa subhanallah, glorious be God, glorious be Allah, wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen, and I am not the one who puts partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a word of kindness to the greatest existence that Allah created. He said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I know it's a tough time for you. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَى أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So, he's saying, Ya Rasulullah, just don't worry. I send all of the messengers, men like you, رِجَالًا. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the word rijalan, means they were full humans, not half humans, not three-fourths humans. No, they were all great people, the perfect people. I send the most perfect people to the public. In other words, I did not send an angel. They were people like you. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا. I did not send any messengers, but that they were men like you. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. I was sending them revelations. I was sending them words of wisdom. I will let them be my representative. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَى. And I was sending them not only to the nomad, but also to big villages, to big cities. Didn't they tell them, ask them, didn't they go to on the land? Didn't they walk on the face of the earth? أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Didn't they walk on the face of the earth? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ They didn't go and see the deserted cities. They didn't go see the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent His wrath and He destroyed them. Just look around you. How many, truly, how many cities we have today in the history that God's wrath was upon them. You know, Iram, Ad, Thamud, Pharaohs, just look at them. Sodom and Gomorrah, just look around you. How many cities that deserved God's wrath and they got hit by and they vanished and they got killed, all of them, they got perdition, they were all gone in a day or so of the sending wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were strong. And then, a word of advice. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعَقِلُونَ Pay attention. This world passes. This world ends. This world is temporary. SubhanAllah, is there anyone, anywhere in this universe that can say, even if he lives billions of years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some creatures that they have lived billions of years. Still, they know that one day their end will come. One day death will come. But when we come in the hereafter, it is much better. That is the everlasting world. That is eternal world. And it is much better. Don't you reflect? Don't you think about what I'm telling you? Don't you open your eyes and wake up? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Shouldn't you reflect? SubhanAllah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and those prophets, those men that I have sent as messengers, as apostles, once I send them to the cities, of course, as you know, if you read, there's a book called the stories that are in the Quran, or there's a, you know, many prophets, their life story. If you read, we have about 25 prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us about, the ones that they know. If you read their lives, you will see, ya subhanAllah, they were tortured. They were lied. They said that they are liar. They said that you're a magician, and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to calm His Prophet, Ya Rasulullah. Of course, our Prophet's title with Allah is Habib Ilahi Al-Alameen, Habibullah, the beloved of Allah. He really tried his best until he became Rahmatan Lil-Alameen. But the other Prophets, they have asked Allah for His wrath, for their people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His wrath. You know, as I said, look at the city of Sodom, city of Gomorrah. Look at the flood. Look at the Pharaoh's story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His wrath. So, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلِ Once the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became hopeless that these people are not going to believe no matter what they do, show miracles, raise the dead, no matter what, there's still people are going to say, you're a liar, we're not going to believe. and what you are going to say. Ja'ahum nasura. How beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, once these prophets, they were said that you are liars, our victory came to them. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that I would send a wrath or something. He said, no, our victory came to them. فَنُجِّيَ مَن نَشَاءُ. And we save whoever we will, but with fairness. Allah is fair. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Surely, when our wrath comes, those corrupt, those tyrants, those criminals, they deserve it. And the wrath of Allah will not going to miss them. It is going to hit them. It is going to hit them, Ya Rasulullah. Don't worry. And then, a word of advice again from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Prophet. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Now these stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many, many, many stories in the Holy Quran. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us these stories? You know, subhanAllah, is it a nighttime stories or something? Although it is great to tell the kids these beautiful stories. But these stories are not vain. These stories are great stories. These stories is not love stories. These stories are stories. So it can be ibrah, a lesson for those people who can reflect. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. This is not a vain story. This is not a made-up story. This is not a make-believe story. But this is the one that is telling the story is Allah Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is all true. It is all with details. But details for what? What kind of a detail? It is detail for guidance to the people. Everything that you need are in these sentences. Everything that you need are written in these stories. Story of greed, the story of jealousy that we should take away. They said we should pull them out of our hearts. These are the diseases of ourself, of our heart, that it should be pulled out. So therefore, if you read these stories, it has every detail that a person needs to be guided. Hudan, guidance. Also, it is a mercy for the people. A mercy that a person, a guide and a mercy. So you will have both lives here and the hereafter. To whom, for whom? But these stories are good for those who believe in it. For those, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, the ones that they believe in these stories. In other words, they don't, with every other sentence, saying, Ya Rasulullah, you're telling us a lie. Ya Rasulullah, you, astaghfirullah, a magician, and so forth, and so forth. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Brothers and sisters, it was a great honor from Allah, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have fully finished chapter Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him. Therefore, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say, O Allah, alhamdulillah, bi'adad khalqik. Thank you, Allah, as many as the creatures that you have. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah, zinata arshik. I would like to thank you, Allah, the weight of your throne. I would like to thank you, Allah, مداد كلماته. Alhamdulillah, مداد كلماته. As long as your words of creation are in existence, means forever and ever and ever. And I would like to thank you, Allah, رضا نفسي. As you would like to be accepting my thanks. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.